AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The U.S. and Cuba have restored diplomatic ties after a hiatus of more than a half century. A crowd cheered before Cuba's national anthem was played at its embassy in Washington, where the Cuban flag was raised today.
Secretary of State John Kerry called it a historic day, a day for removing barriers. But he also acknowledged the two countries have numerous differences.
The interests of both countries are better served by engagement than by estrangement.
Standing next to Kerry, Cuba's foreign minister reiterated that, among other things, his country wants an end to the more than 50-year-old trade embargo, though several members of Congress have promised to keep that from happening. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
12 crosses were lined up on a street corner in Aurora, Colorado today to honor the dozen people killed 3 years ago in the shootings at a theater. People wrote notes on heart-shaped cards attached to the crosses. As attorneys began debating jury instructions for the death penalty phase of the trial for the shooter, James Holmes. Investigators are weighing whether to upgrade charges against the driver of a pickup truck that slammed into a limo on Long Island wine country over the weekend, leaving 4 women dead and 4 others with serious injuries. District Attorney Thomas Spota says the investigation is still very preliminary.
We do not yet know the speed of the vehicles, and we don't know other important details surrounding how this incident occurred.
A mail truck struck a woman crossing a street this morning in Elizabeth, New Jersey, with 2 of her grandchildren, killing a 2-year-old toddler and injuring her and the other 4-year-old child. This is AP Radio News. The parent company of Ashley Madison, the website that seeks to match up cheating spouses, says it's been hacked.
Avid Life Media, which owns Ashley Madison and several other matchmaking websites, reports it was hacked and personal information of some of its 40 million users has been published online. The Toronto-based company says it has removed the information, taken its websites down, and hired a security firm. Law enforcement is also investigating. The breach was first reported by online security expert Brian Krebs. The hackers claim in a manifesto that they're punishing Ashley Madison for charging users for a service that promises to scrub their personal information from the web, but does not. Warren Levinson, New York.
We don't have to be lonely tonight.
Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert announced today they're divorcing after 4 years of marriage. They issued a statement saying this is not the future we envisioned. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.